Good evening. We'll begin the Sussex County Council meeting for October the 10th, 2006, with the Lord's Prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Robin George had a high water sign on his road, and he checked it.
Robin, do you have my folder?
Probably. Approval of the agenda?
There's... Okay, all right.
I apologize.
Let the record show that Kramer's late.
Councilman Rogers, I apologize, I have to delete minutes.
I see that. Okay, with the deletion of the approval of minutes, anything else? Entertain a motion?
Mr. Rogers, would you also please delete under grants, Old Christ Church League Building Preservation and Maintenance Grant Request, number 7.
Okay, with that...
You have something to do that, Dan?
I'll entertain a motion. Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda with the deletion of the approval of minutes and item number 7 under grant requests. Questions? Does the record show Mr. Cole was not here? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Reading of correspondence.
We have one letter from Bruce Collins, president of the Sussex Central Soccer Boosters, thanking the council members for the generous $300 donation, and they hope that they can count on your continued support in the upcoming years.
Bet. Okay. Mr. Baker? 2007 holiday schedule and county council schedule.
Okay, the first item is a holiday schedule, and I think you have a copy in front of you that Robin put this together, and it matches up with the state holidays for next year. As you can see, all the days are the same except for Christmas Eve, where we allow 2 days at Christmas time, the state allows one. So it doesn't include, of course, Election Day or Return Day next year. But other than that, it's pretty much in line with what we've done in the past. So there's 13 holidays.
I didn't sneak any in.
You didn't, Robin? I was looking.
My birthday.
Can I copy this?
Okay.
And then the next two pages are the proposed county council schedule, which again, it matches up fairly well with this year, with various holidays such as January 2nd, New Year's, winter holiday, February 20th, the NACO conference, March 6th, Easter, April 10th, and so on. And as you can see, this matches up pretty much with what we did this year, this calendar year. And then the following page is the council proposed night meeting schedule based on, again, meeting once a month at night, like tonight, the second meeting, the second Tuesday of the month, or the second meeting of the month.
With a few exceptions due to holidays.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you fellows too much, but is there any sentiment to add an additional night meeting per month?
I don't mind it.
Don't bother me.
Not when you're in. Okay.
Stick was in
favor
of it.
Not in this spot, anyway. I don't know, maybe all the way through here, I don't know, but I have, you know, if you look at the agenda, we got more staff than we got almost. Good thing Bruce showed up tonight. Huh?
We don't have an agenda, really.
We thought we were going to have better attendance by night meetings, but we really don't. And I
have less.
The comp time that we have to pay our staff, and I appreciate them being here, I don't really think it's worth it. I personally, myself, either leave it like it is or go to all-day meetings. I think we would.
Leave it like it is then.
Well, okay. I'm not going to rock the boat, but it has been something that a number of folks have said they appreciate. Again, I think a lot of things depend on the agenda. We have such a light agenda tonight. We'll probably be out of here by...
Well, Mr. Phillips, I like the night meetings, and
I do too.
I would go to all night meetings, except I think it's not fair to our staff. You know, in the comp time that we pay, I think it's more costly than it is productive. It allows me to work all day today and go home get a shower and change my clothes and get here at 6:30, and it's fine with me at night meeting, but I think it's a waste of county finance to do that myself.
Well, with the attendance we've been having, it's actually less than like it is during the day, and with planning and zoning issues, it gives an opportunity to come during the day at P&Z and come here, you know, also at night at P&Z and here during the day. So, and if we have something that's controversial, we can always have it at night in Phillip Cheer Center or the college or whatever. So
I'll make a motion. You want to do one at a time or all three of them?
Do them all three.
I make a motion. We adopt the 2007 holiday schedule, the 2007
County Council.
Will not meet on the following dates. I guess that's the second page. And the third page, the night meetings.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones, and third by Mr. Phillips to approve the 2007 holiday schedule and the County Council schedule of holidays and evening meetings. Questions? Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Dukes?
Yes.
The next item is a request for a withdrawal of an application for a conditional use. The application was from Mr. Glenn R. Jones, who applied for a conditional use to expand an RV campground and on property near Laurel. Since the application, the town of Laurel annexed the property, and Mr. Jones submitted a letter requesting that he withdraw his application. So,
make a motion. We allow Mr. Jones to withdraw CU 1617.
Second that.
Motion, Mr. Dish, second, Mr. Jones, to allow Glenn R. Jones, the applicant of conditional use number 1617, to withdraw his application because the parcel has been annexed by the town of Laurel since the application was filed. Questions, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Jess.
The weekly report to council. The first item is the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. The Sussex County Engineering Department has postponed the public hearing previously scheduled to occur on October 14th at the Roxana Fire Hall. The purpose of the meeting was to establish boundaries of the proposed Johnson's Quarter Sanitary Sewer District. The County Engineering Department is in the process of obtaining additional information concerning the engineering design, boundaries, and construction requirements for the proposed district that will be presented during the hearing. As a result, the hearing will be postponed until that information becomes available for the benefit of any interested parties. For more information, please contact Sussex County Engineering Department at 855-7719. So we will be rescheduling the hearing after more information is available, and we have that for you. The next item is beneficial acceptance. The Engineering Department granted beneficial acceptance on October 6th to Woods Cove, agreement number 381. The developer is Country Life Homes. The project is located on County Road 275 in the West Road with expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 185 multifamily dwellings. And included with this report is a fact sheet on the project. And third, the Northeaster storm, just to give you a little bit of information about the storm, on October 6th and 7th, the Emergency Operations Center was activated for Northeaster storm. Tide heights were over 2 feet above normal in some locations, especially in the Oak Orchard and Long Neck area. Some beach erosion was experienced. There was flooding of roadways and corridors in the Long Neck, Oak Orchard, Dewey Beach, and Bethany Beach areas. Damage to the county sewer and water infrastructure was minimal. Intermittent power outages due to salt on power lines continues to affect some of our pump stations. And we have a few pictures for you. And this was, we had some from Ernesto, basically similar areas, primarily Long Neck and Oak Orchard. And the flooding from Ernesto was a little more serious. That's a trailer park along Long Neck Road, Malone's Bay City.
That floods pretty frequently.
Yeah. So, but this was the Ernesto storm, just to give you an idea for some comparisons. Yeah, it was the same place, same area there. water was up to the, in the, almost in the yards there, and there it is in the yards. There's quite a bit more water in the yards during that Labor Day weekend storm. This is, Potnets Bayside, and it shows how far the water.
At the first storm still there?
First storm,
yes.
Yeah.
This saw first.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first storm, yeah. And that's Oak Orchard area.
How do you know?
Somebody told me.
These are pictures taken Saturday morning. Some of these didn't turn out very well. That's Rehoboth at the south end of Rehoboth.
But,
this is in Bethany Beach at the boardwalk. Water was going under the boardwalk. We have a few more there. And this is on the inside of the boardwalk, there's a bulkhead. And water would hit that bulkhead and foam up and splatter on the properties. That was Saturday morning, kind of at the peak of the storm. This was on Ocean Drive in South Bethany. And there's the water is, as you can see, the some of these homes are behind the dunes. And it, on this one, you can see where, with the northeast wind, the sand was blowing against the vehicles and the houses and whatnot, and in some cases almost covered the houses with a layer of sand. That's the entrance to White House Beach and off of Long Neck Road. And that little car made it through, but you couldn't. He was just following the telephone lines. These are more pictures of Oak Orchard. It wasn't nearly as serious a storm in terms of damage.
Hold on a second.
That's Oak Orchard and Chiefs Road. Thanks, Eddie.
It wasn't near as bad as they were predicting.
No, it wasn't too bad.
Even though it was full moon and everything else, but
right. Right. Yeah. Then the last item I have is about the county telephone system. The new county administration building telephone system went online October 4th. Overall, the telephone system has worked well. Training was provided to each employee. The county information system department is handling problems and changes to the system as needed. And Eddie's here tonight. And
so Duke's got an email. I got a voicemail.
I believe the only individuals that didn't attend the mandatory training are sitting behind that desk.
When was?
You know what I'm saying? Do as I say, not as I do.
The only, as Mr. Duke's has received a voicemail. All of the councilmen do have voicemail. We just need to spend some time with
you.
Each
just tell
of you.
My password. I'll try to retrieve it.
Okay. I'll be happy to sit with you either right after this meeting or before your next Tuesday meeting, each on an individual basis, and go through and set that up. We think it'll be a good tool. You guys are able to check it from home or anywhere.
Yeah.
We have it for all of the department heads, directors. Every employee has voicemail.
Go again.
And that's one of the big advantages. So. If you guys have any questions or
can
problems.
Can you forward it to my cell phone?
That's what I want.
Yes, we can.
Consider it done.
Thank Do you want it forwarded?
Voicemail subject to free for you?
Our esteemed counsel.
I have to look into that.
My cell phone is.
I will tell you that the voicemail system is not a system that is backed up. It is as redundant as the hardware that it is on. Our policy has been if you delete a voicemail when you're in it, it's deleted immediately. Unlike your cell phone, where if everybody has Verizon or Singular, pretty much, if you deleted a message when you were in your Verizon voicemail, it stays there so long as you're on the phone, and you can go back and say, oh, I didn't mean to delete it. on our system. If you delete it, it's deleted.
It's history, huh?
But knowing how the internet computer, all your
knowing
email.
Knowing how email is regulated, I am unsure if those same regulations would pertain to voicemail, and if they do.
I can see the Kramer.
That would be a problem.
The filings now, every Tuesday, coming in here, hitting Butch's.
You want to listen to Butch's voicemail?
Leave him alone. Don't encourage
okay,
him.
Moving on.
Any other?
But I think that's something you should look at.
It's what,
if your voicemail is FOIA eligible.
Rebecca will take care of that for you. We'll forward it to Jim.
Yes, Carl.
Okay.
Al Godwin.
Go ahead.
Al
Godwin. Approach the bench.
Mr. President, members of council, this evening we have one wastewater treatment agreement for your consideration. Sussex County Project 81-04 Nassau Grove LLC, revision to agreement number 511-1. The developer here is K. Hovanian Homes of Delaware LLC from Landover, Maryland, where I understand they play football on Sundays.
And how did they do this Sunday?
Not so well. Neither did your team. Southwest of the intersection Route 1 and County Road 265 is the location, and this will be in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. 122 units MR RPC, and the system connection charges will total $477,142. We already have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 180 construction days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs will be $150,000, while proposed construction cost is $1,400,000. The supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 511-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and K. Hovanian Homes of Delaware LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Nassau Grove, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second, Mr. Jones. Second by Mr. Dukes to approve wastewater agreement as read by Mr. Godwin. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. President, members of council, we have three municipalities this evening that would like to make draws on their annual $25,000 police equipment grants. The first town is Ocean View. They've requested $3,755 to be used for some police exhibit equipment that will be used to display for disaster preparedness. We also have a request from Milford Police Department for $9,991.22, which will be used for a police motorcycle. And our third request comes from the town of Ellendale, and they are requesting to draw all $25,000 for the purchase of a 2007 police sedan, a Crown Victoria, Ford Crown Victoria, and an 800 megahertz radio system with installation.
Motion, yes. Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second
by Mr. Dukes to allow the local law enforcement grant requests for the draws on our FY 2007.
Yes,
sir. Questions, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Mr. Susick,
aye.
Yeah, George. George is going to probably have a hard night tonight.
I spoke with Mr. Cole. He's listening on the internet.
I have 9 grants for your consideration. The first one, Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club.
George, if you're listening and you don't want to give $5,000, call me on my cell phone.
For $5,000.
I'll give $5,000 for my community investment account.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes, to allow Mr. Phillips to get $5,000 from his community reinvestment funding for the Daggettsboro Boys and Girls Clubs after-school programs. Questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The second one, the Boy Scouts of America, Delmarva Council, for $3,000.
I would like to give it out of my economic development money.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to give $3,000 out of his community redevelopment money for the Boy Scouts of America Delmarva Conference expenses. Questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Delaware Storm baseball team. It's the 15 and under team for an unspecified amount. Typically, we give about $300 for tournaments.
Vance, did
youth activity.
You and me and Dale. Is that cool?
$100 each?
Yes, it has been in the past.
Okay, Dale, Vance.
I know you're cheap.
Mr. Dukes, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Phillips.
$100 each.
Second.
Is this youth activity?
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to give $100 each from youth activity for Mr. Phillips, Mr. Dukes, and Mr. Jones to the Delaware Storm baseball team expenses. Questions, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The Coverdale Crossroads Community Council, Inc., for $500 for fun night.
I give $500 out of my economic development money.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Dukes, to allow Mr. Jones to give $500 from his community reinvestment funding for the Coverdale Crossroads Community Council Incorporated for Fun Night for the Children and Families of Coverdale Crossroads. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Georgetown EMS Station 93 for $85.
$85 from my, I guess that'd be Councilman Grant money.
Okay.
Nice number. Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to allow Mr. Jones to give Georgetown EMS Station $93.85 for fundraiser. Questions? Mr. Phillips?
$83 for
$85
for
$83.93. Which is it? Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Jones didn't vote.
So
go ahead.
I just gave you the money.
Sussex Central High School for Erica Brittingham for travel and lodging expenses for a softball tournament.
That was you and me, Vance, last time, man.
Okay.
Yes, it was. It was. Yes, 200 total, 100 each.
Youth?
It was Councilmatic, but it could qualify for youth.
It would.
You want to do youth?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. Well.
If it's
not to be made payable to the high school, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
Right.
That would have to be Councilmatic.
Okay, sorry.
All right, second.
Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $100 each from Councilmatic grant funding to the Sussex Central High School for Erica Brittingham travel and lodging expenses for Attorney of Sports USA National Softball Championship, $100 each. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Blades Economic Development Corporation.
That's mine. I would like to give $10,000 to Blades. They've given a letter, I believe, of a number of projects that they're doing to for boat storage and fixing up, doing things to the marina and et cetera and et cetera and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
From my capital improvement fund.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Jones, to allow Mr. Dukes to give Blades Economic Development Corporation for marina projects $10,000 from community reinvestment funding. Questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The next one's mine also. I'd like to give $100 for six students each. They're attending there was a boys' home in Jamaica that was burned in July, and they're going down to help rebuild that boys' home.
Is that $600, is it?
$600 total.
So you got
$600 total.
Is that youth? Is that youth or?
That
could be youth, couldn't
youth,
it?
Would it?
Web?
It's a school, so I would say.
Could be youth. Right?
Councilmatic.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones, to give $600, $100 each for six students for the Epworth School for Teen Challenge Building Project. Questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The next one's mine also, and this is to the Boys and Girls Club. We gave something, I think Mr. Phillips and I did a couple weeks ago or sometime, to the Laurel Western Sussex Boys and Girls, but this is Seaford, and I would like to give them also did I put 10,000 on our Susie?
I believe you did. You told me that today.
Yeah, 10,000
yes.
to them from a capital improvement fund.
Yes, you did.
That's what you did last year. Motion, second. Mr. Jen, Duke, second, with Mr. Phillips. To give $10,000 for Mr. Dukes' community reinvestment funding for Boys and Girls Clubs of Western Sussex building upgrade and program costs. Questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
That's it.
Thanks. That job easy right here.
Introduction of proposed ordinances. Legal counsel.
I'm sorry. I'm not
going to do that. Oh, very unprepared.
Report.
I'm in the wrong file. No, I did lose them. Yeah. Anybody no. have them?
Anybody got them?
It must be with my file.
Well, you're not prepared for this meeting, aren't you? Yeah,
if you have anything else, I'll go get them. I'm sorry.
We're done. We're going to be in my heart.
Do additional business, Mr. Rogers.
Any additional business brought before County Council? Yeah, come forward, please. Sir? What's his name, Mr. Sickles? Come forward, sir. Good evening. State your name and your address and your business, please.
Good evening. My name is Sonny Bono, and I live in Lincoln, Delaware, Gosdell Acre. Mm-hmm. Well, when people want to give me a microphone, they regret it. Okay. But I'll try and keep it short. The reason why I am here personally is that my founder of our committee, Mr. Will Fox, we are, unfortunately, our committee is fighting DelDOT, as you probably know, with the bypass they want to put through Delaware, which will divide our town, destroy our watershed. That's another story. We are fighting another battle with land annexation, where land from Lincoln with the developers are being taken from Lincoln and putting into other towns. By the time that our committee that we're on now, which we're trying to do, is to incorporate the town of Lincoln, which right now most people look at us like a spot on the map. So we have proceeded with the guidance of my boss, who I consider Mr. Will Fox my boss, because again, he is the co-founder and he is the leader of the people in Lincoln. And it's a hard battle when you come from out of state where you fought single battles and you won. So now you find yourself, well, what do you do when the state is fighting you, the town above you is fighting you, and you want to pull your hair out? And so the people say, look, why aren't we a town? We are a town, but yet we ain't a town. We have no politicians, we have no mayor, no town council, we don't even own a building. We hardly have any stores. But yet, our committee, and again, thanks to Mr. Will Fox and our other co-founder, Mr. Joe Arnell, we're trying to fight a monumental battle of incorporating the town, because if we don't, we won't have a town to incorporate. The way the developers are coming in right now, presently, and taking land, putting what they want, and the people in Lincoln really don't have no say-so what's built there. So the only answer is we have to incorporate and ourselves, let's decide for ourselves what's best for our town, because the town was founded in 1865 by Mr. Abe Small on 600 acres. It was then called Lincoln City. Now, in 1965, President Abe Lincoln was shot, and in memory to Mr. Abe Lincoln, President Abe Lincoln, the people in Lincoln City decided to honor him by changing the name to Lincoln, Delaware. Okay, so now the reason why I'm here personally, the committee, we have been to other towns to see their form of government, to study their charters. The county here, which is the county seat for the county that I personally live in and Lincoln people live in, I want to learn from the council members how the government is run, because some towns make mistakes where they don't become a town for one reason or another. So this is why we're here, is to, personally, you'll be seeing me just about every week, okay, because I have your schedule down pat. The city of Milford has, I have their schedule down pat, okay, so I attend just about every single one of their meetings because I like to see what towns are doing. And being retired, I have all the time in the world. And I'm beginning to enjoy what I'm doing. And people, it's unbelievable. The people in Delaware are, I tell you, it reminds me of if you traveled Interstate 80, I believe it is, and you got past Chicago, then people say hello. If a person said hello to New York, and people would say, what's he want? What's he after? But again, the people in Delaware, they hold doors for you. They say, good morning, sir. Wow, excuse me? My wife and I, we were dumbfounded when we were looking around where we're going to retire. So why we're here is me personally, Mr. Lynn Rogers is the representative for our little town. Okay, I got to get to know him, and I got to get to know the rest of you people on the county, because after all, you're our elected leaders for the county, and that's why I'm here, because I want to learn as much as I can, because if I'm part of a committee and we're trying to start a town, well, let's do it the right way, okay? And if along the way, if we need a little help, you might see me ask you people for a little help, because by God, you know, we need an awful lot. Again, I want to thank you, Mr. Sickles, for your time allowing me to speak here, and I turn the microphone back over to you.
Are you, you're aware that, right here, you're aware that we can't adopt the charter for you. You're going to have to do that through the General Assembly. And
right.
I'm sure you've talked to Representative Carey or would be Thurman Adams, Senator Adams.
Gary Simpson.
Yeah, talked to those two about
yeah, what I've said before, the people that we have talked to have been so kind, it's really unbelievable. And through their guidance, that we're, that's what we're doing now. And it's finally, let, you know, my, me personally, I want to do what's right for the town of Lincoln because, like I said, you know, we're fighting everybody, and we don't want to fight everybody. You know, we just want to live in a nice small community. But when the town has nothing, whew, it's a battle. Believe me, it's a battle.
Have you had any so-called village meetings with the people that live there to see if they all want to incorporate?
That's in the process.
That's the first hurdle you'll go over.
That's in the process. Okay, well, see, we have to, our committee is still like a grassroots committee.
Right.
Okay. And we're learning as we go. So by seeing what other people are doing and how they did it, like the last town that tried to incorporate failed on one particular reason. And we don't want to make that mistake. So that's why I personally, Mr. Bill Fox, we go to other towns. We watch them, their charter committee sit down, change the committees, because we have to learn from them. And if we don't, then what we're doing is, you know, null and void. So we have to do it the right way. And
well, you can call Mr. Rogers anytime. He'll certainly take care of you.
Half time talk to you tonight.
Oh, sure, that'd be great. I, you know, we wouldn't mind.
He has a map of the zip code. He's got a list of everyone who lives in the zip code. He's got an aerial. I've got him in touch with the mapping department and then told them to make available whatever he needs to try to pinpoint. First, they have to define what is their community, what they want. And I've told them to work, and I've introduced them to Mr. Baker and all. And pass the baton to Mr. Baker.
And I do have to say this here. You are losing one gentleman here who, by the way, him and I are from the same county in New Jersey, you know. So
homeboys.
We can be bosom buddies. But losing.
You better stop right there.
You're going to lose ground here right now.
I don't know him very well.
No, let me tell you. I like this guy. And you're losing one heck of an individual. And he has my vote.
I've told him our conversations is up to today have been free. I told him what our rates would be after. He left.
Here's my business card.
Again, let me thank you for giving my little spiel here. Seriously. We just want to do it the right way, okay? The committee would rather do it the right way than the wrong way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for coming down.
Have we got some representative from the Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club here? Come on down. We got to stretch this meat now.
Total election. I'm dinner right now.
Were you guys here when we did the grant request?
No.
Or did you just
they screamed in here again.
I would have
couldn't
called
find
you
parking.
Up then, but the good news is that you did receive the grant, $5,000.
Thank you.
So if you'd like to tell us a little bit about the program, I think we have time.
Say your name, too, please.
My name is Betty Harmon. I'm the program director at Dagsboro, and this is Millie Charnick, and she's the unit director of Dagsboro and Oak Orchard. Our program runs from 3 to 6. We run approximately 100 children a day. We serve them snack. We help them assist them with their homework. We have 3 certified teachers working for us. We have a lot of single-family home children there whose moms are in their home and there's no dad. So the computer software would be great to help them because they don't have computer at home. And as you know, they don't have the computers in their home. And as you know, the homework now consists of doing things on the computer. So it would be we thank you because that way we can purchase the equipment that we need in order to assist them with their homework.
Excellent.
And then the summertime, I run approximately 150 children a day. And that program runs from 7:30 to 6.
That's great.
Okay. So we thank you. It'll be a big help.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
It'll be a couple weeks processing, and then it'll be available.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Coming in.
Next. Possible Mayor Lincoln. Mayor Lincoln.
You can go over and help him and advise him, Dan.
My name is Dan Kramer.
Tell him how to file FOIA.
Yeah, right. I'll teach him how to file FOIA complaints to the first
are
mayor of the town.
From, Mr. Kramer, are you
and I'll tell you what, it'll set lights under their turkeys. Huh?
Are you originally from New Jersey?
Are you kidding? Let me tell you one thing right now. These New Jersey people ain't no good.
Dan.
Hey?
I
don't care what they think of Sussex County, because I got news for you. After I heard what I heard this afternoon, these turkeys that are moving into this county, as far as I'm concerned, if they don't like it here, they can pack it up and move out.
That was the last thing Jimmy Hoffa said, you know that?
Yeah. Well, it's like this here. You know these bunch of idiots that I heard talking about it this afternoon? By the way, how many lots have been approved in the county to be developed?
How many what?
How many lots have been approved to be developed in the county?
All of them.
16,000. Huh?
All of them.
Well, I know them, all of them, but how many is the total?
Well, Mr. Lang's not here.
Was it about 16,000?
I wish he was, huh?
It was about 16,000, isn't it?
How many?
16,000. Is it all in the books?
Yeah.
The last 7.5 years. Well,
that are buildable right now that have been approved. You're saying it's around 16,000?
Lawrence said last time.
Give or take.
Give or take.
Well, boy, that's a long ways from the 50,000 I heard this afternoon.
Where'd you hear that?
Well, where do you think I heard it? And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to mention no names, but these dogs, they go running out here barking, but they ain't got no bite. And then they want to complain about the county council, how bad the county council is, because, oh, we're letting all this development coming in here.
You take up for us, won't you?
Well, when it comes to development, I tell you what, the more the merrier. And the dadgummit, I'll tell you what, ding dong, why ain't Cole here? Because dog skinned, I had a question for him. Why in the world ain't we building up instead of sideways?
He's watching you on television.
But if you are, kiss my grits.
Why aren't you getting taller instead of sideways?
Because, you know, that's the way I grow. I can't get no taller, but I can sure get wider. But I tell you what, there is nothing aggravates me no more when we got these people moving in here and then want to complain because somebody else moves in and builds a house over here next to them. Well, hold it to the leader. Where are they going to build? And you can't have a base way. Oh, my goodness. Development is great on the one hand, but bad on the other. So make up your cotton-picking minds and get out of my way because I'm going to build over the county.
We look forward to seeing you next week.
Hey,
why don't you and Sandy have him for dinner Sunday?
That'll be posted a week.
Janice and I used to have him all the time.
Any further business for council?
Introductions, please.
Rebecca's on.
I've got him. Ready? All right. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily dwelling structures. four units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 17,500 square feet, more or less. Whereas on the 18th day of September 2006, a conditional use application denominated conditional use number 1722 was filed on behalf of West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
Mayor Granke.
Next. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR.
Wait, somebody's going to introduce it.
I did it.
Butch did.
He did.
I did. I'm sorry.
Mr. Jones introduced it.
I'm sorry. Didn't hear. Go ahead.
Okay. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district for a mini storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 9.93 acres more or less. Whereas on the third day of August 2006, a conditional use application denominated conditional use number 1723 was filed on behalf of John Willie, care of Peninsula Oil.
I'll introduce it.
That's
it.
Anything else?
We're good to go.
Probably.
Motion, gentlemen. Any further business?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Duke. Second, Mr. Phillips, to adjourn at 19:20 hours. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Same sign. Shortest agenda this year.